I hate killing, guy.
Could you train those to hunt?
Oh, yeah, you can train them.
Better get
him
now.
Yeah. I want to keep one of them. I want to find another dog. One of them's so old. Yeah. That big dog of mine, white dog, daddy, then.
Yeah.
That young dog was scratching himself. You know, I don't want to say that. That boy dog.
Mm-hmm.
Man, ain't that stick? There's no crack around here at night. They don't know something about it.
Yeah.
Papa said there was a storm come through here one time. I heard your granddad talking about it too. He called it Hissentana storm. And Papa said the Hissentana lived way over in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And everywhere they run a brickyard here. At Fort Game, where they saw me on the plane, they were sitting out at Fort Game. They run us. Other ones where the dam at now.
Yeah.
Father said to come a cyclone, and said, blew the wagon, and four mules. And said, the mules eating down there on the river after the storm was eating around down there. The wagon was there, and the body was off in the wagon, and was thrown out to the side. And the mule didn't have a scratch on him. Said, forgot to advertise and see who mule it was.
Yeah.
And said, the different time has come over, and said that storm picked him up and blew him over.
Yeah.
And another woman advertised in the newspaper. Back in them days, they didn't have nothing but newspaper.
Yeah.
Advertised back that day for a bonnet. Black bonnet, and the storm, you know, blew away.
Uh-huh.
And a fella at Macon, Georgia, found it hanging up in the tree, and he mailed it back to her.
Did you ever get any bad winds here?
Oh, yeah. I first moved here. There's trees all down there, big trees, big as this and that there. And it come a storm, it come from out of the way. Blow down. The big pecan tree down in the granddad's yard, cut the lights and everything off up there, and everything. And I sold you see where from one of the other one of the stuff right there, and it broke off. I sold $55 worth of putt wood right here, and granddad sold all that and out there, and I sold $55 worth right there.
Yeah. Bust them all down.
And everybody said, how come you don't cut these trees close to the house? You know how come I don't cut them?
Why?
Oh, kind of, you know, once in a while one die. And I don't want to cut them down. Give this place to me long I live. He told me if I build a house, he'd give me a place. Well, after I'm being grown, Buddy and David, they could stay here then.
Yeah.
After then, if it go back to anybody, go back to y'all.
This is a nice place. It's a good, cool. You don't really have much with.
You know how much this house cost me?
How much?
$7,000.
To build?
That shell back there cost me $50. I built it myself.
Yeah. When you go a long time without having rain, you say you are having a what?
A drought. That was having that.
Yeah, that's 3 weeks it's been, hasn't it?
Yeah, I went on your bus parade last night, and he told me last night, he said he went over there, him and Lawrence went over there with a big bulldoze tractor. He got one of them big old great big caterpillar bulldoze. So he pushed around. Over and he said, doggone, pushed up some trees over there. And he said, that's a drive ship way down there. He said, about 2 foot down there, that's a drive ship. And I told him I want to come over and go bring some land, plant some peas and stuff.
Yeah.
So he said, wait till it rains. He said, my God, he said, the house that's rolling over the ground, it's like one that. I said, him and Lawson tried it.
Yeah.
I'm planting some peanuts and peas.